gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Lay down your swords and fight no more for the sake of Christmas Day. A Savior came down to this earth to show us everyone how to live in harmony together under the sun.
Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins with another audio advent. I'm on my own today. One with Usher. I'm going to Birmingham for one day and then come, well, not even for the day, I'll be back tonight, which I'm, it's good. Very glad about. So my holiday has been interrupted by one day of having to go to work, and then I'll be down back in London until the 28th, and then to Birmingham again, and then down for a couple of days for New Year. So it's all good. This holiday in winter is how you should celebrate Christmas. So at the moment I'm in first class, and normally get to get in first class. Well, sometimes I get to get to first class for as a sort of a little concession thing, you know, because they just go, oh yeah, go in first class, and insist on it and stuff like that. And who would I be to argue? But I actually bought the tickets in a sale. So it's cost me to go in first class the same price as it would to be in standard class. So that's good. It's very good. If, actually, I don't know, if I could buy my tickets far enough in advance, maybe I could get this all the time, but it would certainly be something I could get used to if the price was right and all that. But yeah, a lot more room and stuff, isn't it, you know? You can tell that people are not used to being in first class because they're quite loud and... I don't want to say chaffing, but you know, that kind of thing. I came in and one of the seats that I was going to sit in, someone put all their cases all over it and said, oh, I didn't know you couldn't put your cases on a seat. I was like, how have I ended up in America? But they were American. So I've had my full English breakfast, and now I'm having a croissant. I'll try not to masticate too much. And there's the tea, just have a bit of that. So tonight I'll do another boom from the first class lounge in Birmingham New Street, because I'm returning in first class as well. So yeah, we'll make a bit of a day of it, shall we? But yeah, this is just my little thing, little Christmas treat to myself. As I said, it was in sale anyway, so but yeah, you're very well attended here, lots of staff, and you know, you can say a lot about Virgin, but they do first class really well. So yeah, that's it really. I'm just here to kind of show off really. Not much I can take a photo of because I've eaten it all. What I'll do is I will say goodbye for now. And I hope you're enjoying these booms. We're just mainly Claire and I doing them together, which is nice. And we'll probably do something, more than likely to do some more building up to Christmas. Because it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Glistening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
One in the park as well.
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.